do that tomorrow. Does it need 20?
Is it gone? Is it recording?
It's recording on the other thing anyway, so we're fine.
Okay. So welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 at 6 o'clock. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Thank you. Please be seated.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Terry Tincture is absent. And Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to the consent calendar. Number one, looking for approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of February 20th, 2024. As well as the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of February 20th, 2024.
Can I have a motion to approve Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of February 20th, 2024, and regular board meeting minutes and warrants of February 20th, 2024.
Thank you.
And
a second?
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Davis and second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Tincture is absent. And Director Wargo?
I'm going to abstain. I wasn't here for last meeting. Okay, next moving on to updates. Cabazon Water District Operations Report by General Manager Pollock. Tab 1 in your book.
Tab 1. So just a brief update on Well 4 has been fully rehabilitated with the RCAC funding and has been fully operational with the chemical equipment installed and is currently being used in system operations. So that's all set and back in, like I said, normal operations. The Bonita Vault update, Old Castle, Precastle. A precast is building us a vault for the Bonita location, and we're going back on drafting what specifications need to be, the dimensions and everything. So we're still going back and forth on that. We did purchase the clay valve, so that was $14,000. So once we get a confirmed delivery date for the Bonita vault, then we'll go ahead and survey the property and do the insulation. And next item, the Cabazon Water District is currently in the preliminary stages of budgeting for the 2024-25 budget. We did have one meeting so far, and of course the next agenda item talks about meeting with the union representatives regarding the contract negotiations with the new MOU, that's a Memorandum of Understanding, and no date has been set because we need that documentation in order to finish planning for the budget. The Cabazon test well on the property located next to the dinosaur exhibit is currently in the final design stages and then will be advertised for the bidding process. Same thing with the Esperanza pipeline. Replacement project is also in the final stage of design, and then will be advertised in the next few weeks. Basically, the Esperanza pipeline is farther along because they did do the field walk for additional comments, like are the utilities that are in the area, so that's a little bit closer than the well. So hopefully that'll be installed here shortly. And the annual fire extinguisher maintenance was completed at all the plant sites and the office and the vehicles, so all of them have been renewed and recharged. So we're in compliance. And then I had a gentleman come in. He is a serious developer, real estate agent, broker, Patrick J. Olberg. and he is seriously considering developing 50 lots in the vicinity of Bonita and Magnolia. And on the attachment, there is the intersection with the 50 lots. So that's currently in the planning stages.
So these, where he's got the lot, the lines drawn?
And he understands that Cabazon's real estate market is going to explode here.
And this is all, are they going to be houses?
Yeah.
And then we have the infrastructure there to support that?
Yes. We'll have to do a pipeline increase on Magnolia because we're currently at six inch, so I'll put an 8 inch. So with that development, he is also talking about he has the technology to put an on-site treatment plant for sewage.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes. And he did send me the documentation for that. So he did do a development over off the 111 where they had, I think it was a little bit more than 50 houses, but they did do the on-site wastewater treatment facility. It's compact and you don't need to have a whole lot of acreage for that.
So they're going to be getting fresh. They're not going to recycle the water. They're just going to treat it and let it drain back?
And percolate back down on the ground, I believe. I don't know the whole process, but it's pretty, you know, the technology is just, it's efficient and then it's condensed. And then we also have a sanitary survey coming up. So I've been in communications with the Redlands County engineer. So what they do is they go around all the plant sites, make sure that all your facilities are well maintained, everything is capped, plugged your screens, so no debris can get down into your water table and contaminant. And of course they want to know all your maintenance programs, your air vac maintenance, your hydrant maintenance, your gate valve operating programs, and safety programs. So that date is set for April 17th. So I'll be meeting with him.
So is these 50 lots going to go up before Victor's stuff goes up?
Yes, I told him about Victor.
He's actually building where there's water.
Yeah. He definitely has his act together. He's very well accomplished.
He's with Caldwell Banker?
Yes.
There he is.
Okay.
That is it for my updates, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Very thorough. Moving on to old business, discussion updates. Discussion updates with San Gabriel Pass Water Agency directors regarding various matters.
Okay. Just to give you a little bit of an update on the backbone pipeline so you know what's kind of going on. Lance gave me some points, and then I'll talk a little bit about it. But conceptual update plan for the backbone pipeline was completed with web engineering in late 2023. The project would bring imported water from our existing facilities in Beaumont through Banning and ultimately to Cabazon. That's what we're working on. Banning and Cabazon were consulted regarding the alignment, the recharge facility, et cetera, so everybody knows what's going on there. The project is estimated to cost approximately $150 million. Somebody's gonna make some money off that thing. The project may be broken up into phases and aggressively pursued. Grant funding will be a part of this project. Maybe to throw in here, we're talking to some other people that have an interest in this area as far as taking it all the way through and past Whitewater to the Colorado River area. So there are some new players that are looking at this as far as wanting to be involved in it. So that'll be kind of a good thing. Everybody can work on their respective grant portions of it to be able to get that in. And Lance just said to tell you all that the work is ongoing. The planning is still in the works. I know we haven't talked about it much lately, but we've had a lot of other irons in the fire too. So, but it is still in the planning stages and is moving forward. So, I don't think there's any other update other than we recently formed part of our agency is going to be dedicated to helping people that where the money is not funded through taxpayers, but it's money like we have a cell tower and stuff like that. We get paid for that, so we're going to use part of that money as for special projects from other people, kind of like some sort of a grant process from us. And I don't know if you heard or not, but about $10.5 million was awarded to South Mesa. And some of you, were you at the...
I was there. Oh, wow, I was at the...
Yeah, we had a... We had a dedication ceremony for George Jurisma, and they put up a nice, we built a nice marquee in bronze, and so it's there. It'll be a memorial for him forever. 20 years on our board, and 54 years in all in water. So a long time resident. This on the 21st at 10 o'clock, where we have a joint venture with UKIPA and ourselves and Beaumont Cherry Parks and Recs. We're going to be doing a groundbreaking for a new wastewater treatment area there. So if you have time, and you might want to come out and see that. And it should be pretty nice affair. If anybody does want to go, you can contact Maricela Cabral. She's our new secretary. Cheryl's last...
I think you rolled the R like Nikki wanted you to.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time pronouncing her name, too. So Cheryl was pretty easy. Cheryl's last day is the last day of the month. And then she will be moving out of state. So she's moving far enough away that we can't reach out and grab her and bring her back and ask questions. Mm-hmm. So kind of a bummer. So if you ever retire, move far enough away. But I know you're not going to ever retire. She loves this place, right?
Yeah, I'll be here forever.
She'll die as a secretary to the board. I can't think of anything else that I could update you on, but appreciate being here and really, really, really pushing hard on trying to get the backbone pipeline moving out here. There's just a lot of integral parts to this thing. It's a lot bigger than we anticipated. I know probably when we first looked at it between you and I a few years ago, it was $14 million to build it at that time. Now we're up to $150 million plus. So it's crazy how the prices have just inflated and gone out of this world. Somebody's making a lot of money, but it's not us. But excited to be your representative. I'm up for re-election in November. So if you want to vote for me, vote for me. For Division 1.
Okay.
You should see my name on the ballot. So, but thank you.
Is anybody running against you?
What's that?
Is anybody running against
you? I have no idea yet. You won't know until probably August, whenever we actually take out poll papers and do that at that time. And, you know, I've been doing this for a lot of years. And it is, I'm not tired of the water itself. I'm just tired. You know, I coach a softball team. That's where I just came from. I told them, sorry, I got to go to a meeting. And so I coach a softball team. Then I'm on, I work with Carol's Kitchen, work with Playhouse Bowl. So I got a lot of irons in the fire. When my wife retired, when I retired first, she said, well, what are you going to do with yourself? I said, well, I'm on the board of the water, and I'm on Carol Kitchen's board, and I'm on the Playhouse Bowl board, and I'm on the county board for redistricting of schools. I'm chairman of that board. And so I have a lot to do to keep me busy. And so if I didn't have this job, which is probably the most time-consuming of all the jobs that I have, then I would have more time to probably relax and feel good and not lay in bed at night until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about what I have to do the next day. So, anyway, but thank you for your time. And if you have any questions? Okay, great. I'm going to I know it looks like your meeting's not going to last very long. So
yeah, we're trying to get out of here.
So I'm gonna stay. I probably made it longer. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up is community involvement. We have anything on the books, or?
We donated to the
community center for the Valentine's Day event.
Are you sure they haven't said no?
Not yet. We usually, a little closer to Liz now. Get them some supplies.
It's getting pretty close.
Yeah, we're not
a couple weeks or so, 3 weeks?
Well, they're not doing, I don't think they're doing any events.
Okay.
No Easter egg hunt?
Like I said, that used to take place in my living room where we stuffed all the eggs, so.
Yeah. Okay.
That has to be, you know, unless Yixton's planning on doing one. But I haven't seen
them. Going to sub-zero, below zero, whatever it is.
Five below.
five below the store.
Something that was cold.
It's not a clothing store.
Some kind of store. I never been there. I thought it was a clothing store before.
Cold weather.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Oh, five below, yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Public comments? Okay, general manager, board member comments? Anything for future agenda items?
No. I had something, but I forgot, though.
We're going to bring the budget to you guys, and I think the Finance and Audit Committee in May, and then the full board in June for actual approval. And then also the MOU should be coming up on probably next month. That's what we're hoping for. The union agreement between the union and the district.
Okay. Next up, management comments?
I'll just give more updates. We talked
about the Hella hydrants at the Tank 1 site and the well Tank 3 site. So I met with them last week to move forward, see what kind of development they needed to do, so that's coming shortly. I think they're working on that. So I'll give you an update on the progress on that.
That's not cost innocent, that's Maranga.
No, that's all grant funded.
Okay.
It's about $250,000 a site.
Board member comments?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, no, President.
Let's see how quick I can get through this. Okay. Next up is future.
I'm trying to drag it on because you're going to break my record.
Future board items. Next board meeting dates.
You should read them. Okay.
March 27, 2024 at 5 o'clock p.m. San Gronio Passwater Regional Alliance Committee meeting. April 1st, 2024, Monday, 1:30 p.m. San Gronio Passwater Agency meeting. April 15th, 2024, Monday, 6 o'clock p.m., San Gronio Water Agency meeting. Mm-hmm. April 16th, 5 o'clock p.m., Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Committee meeting. I can't do those two together. Next up, April 16th, 2024, 6 o'clock is the regular board meeting. Mm-hmm. May 9th, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. is the West Desert MAC meeting at the Community Center. TBD on the Community Action Committee and TBD on the Personnel Committee. With that, do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Motion to adjourn at 6:17 p.m. Made by Director Brock and second by Director Carlin. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher is absent. And Director Warbo?
Aye.
Aye, Kevin.
18, that's a new record, right? We broke it.